Now love is pouring through the windows, coming in the doors, and I can feel it creeping through the cracks in the floors, bouncing off the walls and the ceiling up above. Since I found you, I'm living in a house full of love. All of my life, my heart's been walked on. Women said they love me and my how they talked on, telling me lies and filling my eyes tears that I couldn't control. I couldn't get a hold of myself long enough to realize they were only trying to pull the wool over my eyes. Then I found you and the skies turned blue, and I'm living in a house full of love. Now love is pouring through the windows, coming in the doors, and I can feel it creeping through the cracks in the floor, bouncing off the walls and the ceiling up above. Since I found you, I'm living in a house full of love. Once I lived in a hole like a rabbit, I couldn't find love, and the blues were a habit. A lonely man, and I couldn't understand why everything I tried went wrong. Then you came along, bless your heart, showed me the right way, dried my eyes and turned my night to day. And I'm so proud, I wanna holler out loud, tell the world about my house full of love. Now love is pouring through the windows, coming in the doors, and I can feel it creeping through the cracks in the floors, bouncing off the walls and the ceiling up above. Since I found you, I'm a living in a house full of love. Now love is pouring through the windows, coming in the doors, and I can feel it creeping through the cracks in the floors, bouncing off the walls and the ceiling up above. Since I found you.
Well, hi there, everyone, and welcome in to edition number 35 of the Listener's Choice Magazine, the summer edition for 2008. I almost couldn't remember what year it was there for a minute. Not a bad summer so far. Not that terribly hot, and we've actually been blessed with some fairly cool weather, some real cool nights, and that's good as far as I'm concerned. Roger Smith with you here as always, and again, as always, you can get in touch with us with listener's choice concerns or questions or requests at snakeguy@insightbb.com, or you can leave me a voicemail message on the phone at 773-572-7899, and we'll try to take care of requests and address changes and anything else you have on your mind. You can also, of course, listen to us online at www.bluegrasspals.com. And there you can find all of the issues, starting with edition number one, going right up through this edition, as soon as I get it up there. Edition number 35, this is. And we're going to have some further announcements a little later on down the line, but we're going to get you a little music first. We've got to take care of a little house cleaning on, probably on side two, so or file B, whichever the case may be. So stick with us for that a little bit later on. That was David Houston kicking us off there and Living in a House Full of Love. That was recorded actually before his big hit, Almost Persuaded, the one that really put David on the map. He had done several recordings before that, and that was one of them. Actually, that version you just heard was recorded after Almost Persuaded. In fact, it was on the Almost Persuaded album. He re-released Living in a House Full of Love once Almost Persuaded made such a huge hit for him. Kind of a little catchy song, I think. This edition is the favorites edition, and as I've said many times, when I say favorites, this is just a bunch of music that we like very well. It's hard to really decipher favorites when you like so much music as far as real, you know, top whatever favorites. But we like all of these songs real well. Marilyn, a lot of times, joins me for side two, or actually does side two of the favorites edition. She's not going to this time. You're stuck with me, unfortunately, for the entire issue this time. But let's get to some more of that music now, and then we'll get into other house cleaning chores, as I said, a little bit later on down the line. Let's have one from the Possum. And this song kind of has a story. This song was actually supposed to be a side B on the MusiCore label. This happened to George twice on the MusiCore label. It happened to him with another song called Where Grass Won't Grow. It was never supposed to get airplay. Well, the song I'm about to play is called She's Mine. It was supposed to be a side B. It got released inadvertently as side A. The other side of that record was a thing called No Blues Is Good News that made a pretty good hit that you probably remember. But this side I'm about to play, She's Mine, did actually end up getting quite a bit of airplay, even though it wasn't supposed to have been released on the radio. Let's hear it now and see if you remember it. George Jones and She's Mine.
I won't say that I'm the only one who loves her. I can't say I make her happy all the time. There's someone she can't forget. I know she never will. And yet, as far as my heart's concerned, she's mine. She never once has told me that she needs me. She forgets when I'm around her all the time. There are words I try to say when she turns and walks away. But as far as my heart's concerned, she's mine. She's mine, and yet I know someday I'll lose her. But she'll never take this happiness I found. I know it may sound foolish when I tell you that I'm satisfied just having her around. Even when she's in my arms, I know she's lonely. Wish that I could take that someone from her mind. But since her mother left our world, she's been daddy's little girl. She's a baby, I'm her daddy, and she's mine. She's a baby, I'm her daddy, and she's mine.
It was colder than a well digger's ankles in Cut Bank, Montana. But my heart was on fire when I saw her step down from the train. I'd been up there forever, but her arms were finally around me. All my icicles melted away at the sound of her name. I held her to me as tightly as I'd held her letter that said I don't love him, I'm leaving this cold, mean man. As the train pulled away from the platform and I put her in the wagon, with her head on my shoulder, God knows I was one happy man. And I went to heaven that night in her arms in my cabin. In the winter of 94, there burned such a powerful flame. They still hear her voice in the cabin in Cutbank, Montana. And the icicles all melt away at the sound of her name. Hell rode into town one night on a Wyoming stallion, his heart full of hate and his eyes full of cold jealousy. One way or another, he said, "Partner, I'm taking back my woman. With my hand on my gun, I said, don't bet your life. The lady says she's staying with me." His knife was a flash in the light of the kerosene lantern that fell as we tangled and fought in the fire on the floor. He was a dead man, but I have been too since I lost her. From the fire that burned me so bad as I crawled through the door. But I went to heaven that night in her arms in my little cabin. In the winter of 94, there burned one hell of a flame. They still hear her voice in the cabin in Cutbank, Montana. And the icicles all melt away at the sound of her name. They still hear her voice from the cabin in Cutbank, Montana. And the icicles all just melt away at the sound of her name.
Hank Williams Jr. there with one of my favorite Hank Jr. songs. That was just an album cut. As far as I know, it wasn't a single. I don't even remember what CD it was on. It was from back when Hank Jr. could do no wrong. And I like that because it's a good story song from way back. That one takes us way, way back. And you don't get many of those. I really enjoy that one. Well, let's get some comedy now. We used to do that all the time. We do it sometimes now, but we're going to get a little comedy song this time. One from Roger Miller. Oh, what an entertainer Roger was. What a writer he was. I don't know if he actually wrote this song or not. He probably did, but I don't know that. To my knowledge, this was never a single either. But I like it a lot. It tells a good, funny story. And remember when Roger Miller had the TV show for, I think, less than a season? I think they canceled it sometime during the first season. It didn't go over at all. But great entertainer, great writer, and one now called Uncle Harvey's Plane. Give it a listen.
Me and Oliver and Virgil was in the drugstore killing time when my eye fell upon this magazine. I got to reading this article on skydiving and parachutes, and it said jumping out of airplanes is the thing. Now, being raised down on a farm and always ready for adventure, I knew that I could figure out a way. I thought, well, Dale McGill's got a parachute and Uncle Harvey's got a plane. So I said, call the boys together, today's the day. Well, I found out too late what Uncle Harvey called an airplane. It wasn't nothing but an engine and a wing. And I could feel my fear arising as Delmer packed a parachute, cause he kept telling me I was doing the right thing. Thank you. shook my hand as J.D. strapped me in the harness and Tilden brought a jug and passed it around. I took one look at that parachute and that whiskey and that airplane, and I turned that bottle up and drank it down. Well, I was drunker than Cooter Jones when they poured me in the plane. The engine coughed and headed for the clouds. But I was sober as a judge when Harvey opened up that door, and I'd never known my heart beat so loud. I said, Harvey, I can't do it, as he kicked me out the door, and I wrapped my hands around the landing gear. And I was holding on real good till Harvey stepped upon my fingers, and Virgil heard me scream from way down there. Well, I thank God and Del McGill when my parachute finally opened. I said, hell, ain't no use in being afraid. And I went crashing through the hen house, scattering chickens, breaking eggs, and I kissed the ground and fainted dead away. Now, friends, I've fought some battles, and I've been shot at once or twice, and I darn near been run over by a train. But I can't remember ever being any more afraid than the day I jumped from Uncle Harvey's plane.
My life is so much richer. You've given me so much to live for. And I never really lived before loving you.
For loving you.
And for loving you, my faith is a little stronger. For a world that could give you to me couldn't be as bad as it's made out to be. There was good there I just could never see before loving you.
For loving you. For needing you. But most of all, for loving you.
And for needing you, I feel a whole lot stronger. For there's a strength that comes from knowing you need to give of yourself. And darling, I gave so much of myself loving you.
For losing you.
And now I'm losing you. And I'm a sadder, lonelier man than I ever thought any man could be. But even in my loneliness, even as I walk the haunting trail of memory, even for all the pain that I'm feeling right now, never once will I ever regret having had the chance of loving you.
Well, from a funny story about Uncle Harvey's plane to a real pretty and kind of sad love song there from Bill Anderson and Jan Howard back when they were recording and touring together a lot. Of course, Jan was on his... Bill had a syndicated TV show for a long time, and Jan was always on that as well. I'm not sure if he had the TV show after Jan, after Mary Lou Turner came along or not. I don't much think he did, but I'm not sure. I know Jan was on it for the certainly the biggest part of the time, if not always. And that song, of course, called For Loving You. Good big hit for them and good song. Let's have one now from Jim Ed Brown.
Mm-hmm. gasping for air, I come up from your lips, amazed by the beauty at my fingertips, awed by the softness and warmth of your touch. Bottle, bottle, why do I love you so much? You give me the strength to go on day to day. You help keep the memories of a lost love away. She left me crippled, but I found my crutch. Bottle, bottle, why do I love you so much? Your warmth and your beauty makes me thirsty for more. I can't get enough of what you hold in store. Your amber reflection I see in my glass. My only regret is that you empty too fast. Bottle, bottle, please don't let me down. Fight off the feeling that's always around. Fill me with contentment and hold to my hand. And bottle, bottle, I'll be in your command.
She's in some honky tonk tonight, I know. She's dancing where the music's loud and lights are low. In a crowded bar, she likes to hang around. And as long as there's a honky-tonk, she'll never settle down. So close up the honky-tonks, lock all the doors. Don't let the one I love go up there anymore. Close up the honky-tonks, throw away the key. Then maybe the one I love will come back to me. The time and live again the hours when she was all mine. For it hurts to see her running with that crowd downtown. And as long as there's a honky-tonk, she'll never settle.
Close up
Buck Owens there with all the buckaroos, and I gotta tell you folks, that is some of my favorite sounds right there. Those were just some fantastic sounds and some fantastic songs. That's from the old Together Again album. Actually, it's called Together Again, My Heart Skips a Beat, because that was a two-sided hit, and that's how that album is titled, from Buck. And that particular song is called Close Up the Honky Tonks. So much good steel, pedal steel guitar from Tom Brumley. So much wonderful harmony from Don Rich. And Don Rich did not do a lot of harmony on Buck's records. He did it, of course, on the stage shows. But on Buck's records, Buck normally did the harmony himself. And he did a good job. But I always kind of preferred it when he let Don sing the tenor, because as you can see by that, when he sang such a piercing, wailing tenor, and just really made it sound good. I thought they sounded fantastic together. Good, good, good song. Well, here's a little different kind of song, a little softer and a little different. This is one from Glenn Campbell. And this one was a little hard to find, except on a single when it came out. About the time he did this song, he put out an album called Glenn Travis Campbell, but it was not on that album, and would not come out on an album later until later, with a greatest hits album, and it's on actually several hits albums and box sets now from Glenn. One called Manhattan, Kansas. I hope you enjoy it.
Manhattan, Kansas ain't no place to have a baby when you got no man to give it his last name. And her folks back in Manhattan didn't want her or her bundle, so she took her child and caught an evening train. She found a job in Denver, washing dishes in a diner. At least it buys her baby milk to drink. He once told her she was pretty, but the only ring it got her was the ring of grease that runs around the scene. Yes, she lay beside him gentle, 'cause he told her that he loved her, and he made her dance before the music played. But at least she didn't beg him. She'd rather wash her dishes. It makes her feel as if her hands are clean. At night she stands there thinking about the man back home in Kansas, and how her folks just turned away the shame. She stares down through the soap suds, reaches down and pulls the drain plug, and watches as Manhattan drains away. Yes, she lay beside him gentle, 'cause he told her that he loved her, and he made her dance before the music played. But at least she didn't beg him. She'd rather wash her dishes. It makes her feel as if her hands are clean. Yes, it makes her feel as if her hands are clean. Thank you.
have loved you, girl, but not like this before. Yeah, I have loved you, girl, but not like this before.
That, of course, was Earl Thomas Conley, and I Have Loved You, Girl. One of the first things I remember, actually, by Earl Thomas Conley, and I do like that song a lot. Well, I believe that I'm going to change my mind in midstream here and do these house cleaning chores here at the end of side two, side one, because it's going to take a while. And I've got a few things I need to talk about in some depth, and I may just about have room to do that here at the end of side one, so that's what we're going to do. First of all, I need to announce that some of you get Marilyn's Rocking Around the Track along with this magazine. And she had been doing that now for some time, and a lot of you got it and enjoyed it. Rocking Around the Track is no more. It has been stopped. All of our music is generated on the computer, and Marilyn is not a computer user, and just a little more of that type thing than she wanted to handle. So she has given up Rocking Around the Track. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the future and what that might or might not hold for the listener's choice. I don't mean to alarm anyone. I don't think anything is going to happen right now soon, but I think it's probably going to be a thing that will happen before too terribly long. As we all know, and it's no secret to anyone, the future of cassettes in general is very much in jeopardy. In fact, it is so in jeopardy that I believe it's that at the end of this year, 08, or at the beginning of 09, they're going to stop manufacturing cassettes. Now, I do not believe personally that it will be that difficult to get tapes. I think that they will be, while maybe not in, you know, just a great supply, I think they will be obtainable for some time. The problem, folks, is equipment. We have just recently had new heads put in our main duplicator to the tune of $200, and repair has gotten so high. There are not many people who will do it. Parts are hard to come by. Obviously, we cannot continue to be out expenses like that and keep this thing going, but that's not even really the crux of the problem here. The problem is not being able to get our machines repaired at all, not being able to get the parts for them or whatever. One of my main cassette decks is down now. The decks that I dump this, of course, I make the master on the computer and then dump it onto a cassette for a cassette master. I have two main decks on which I do that. One of those decks is down now. It could be something minor, or it could be the motor that runs the take-up reel. If it's the motor that runs the take-up reel, frankly, it probably is not repairable, because the deck stems back from about 89, and those parts just may or may not be available. What I'm really getting to is that between the cost of repairs and the availability of parts, I think you should understand that this magazine on cassette will not be around that much longer. I don't anticipate not having it for at least the rest of this year, and maybe longer than that. We'll go as long as we can, but it could be a very sudden thing. If we start losing equipment suddenly and can't do anything about it, it's not financially worth it to do anything about it for us, it's going to be that time, and it could be a very sudden thing. Now, I need some help from you folks. I know that several of you download this magazine online. Some of you may be listening to it right now online. That, of course, once again, is at www.bluegrasspals.com. And go to the listener's choice link and find the edition you want and download it. And I know that some of you already do that. What I want to know is, number one, how many of you do that? And secondly, how many of you can do that? How many of you would be able to, who are getting it on tape only now? If there are enough, if I'm serving enough people online, and that's the main question, if I'm serving enough people online, I might very well continue to do these issues and keep them online. They are, of course, free of charge. I may not be serving enough people. I would have to certainly know that you know, there are enough of you out there who want it to make it worth it for me. So if you would, if those of you who are getting it online now, and those of you who can get it online and will get it online, will email me at snakeguy@insightbb.com. That's BB as in broadband. All one word, snakeguy@insightbb.com. Or you can leave me a message, voice message. I will not return the call if you leave a voice message, but I'll get your word. That number again, 773-572-7899. Leave me a voice message and just tell me that yes, you would be able to get my listener's choice online, and leave me your email address, if you will, and I will put those of you who do that on a list where you will get an email from me, just a short email, each time a new edition of Listener's Choice comes out, and that way you'll know to look for a new edition. If you could do that for me, it would help a great deal for me to know where to go with this thing. I don't know if it's going to be a practical thing to just have it online. I know a lot of you get it on tape. I'm sending it out to at least 100 of you at this point. And how many of you will be able to get it online, I don't know. There may be more than I think who are bringing it down online. On the other hand, it may not be worth it at all. And again, I don't know when this is all going to take place. I do have a feeling that when it does, it will be fairly suddenly, that you know, we will have equipment go down again that we just won't be able to properly repair, and it will be that time. We've had a great run on the Listener's Choice on cassette, but as so many other people have done and businesses have done, NLS, of course, giving up cassette completely, many magazines coming out now in other formats, in digital or online formats, and I think that time's going to come here for the Listener's Choice here pretty soon. So let me know if you're able to get it online, and we'll go from there. Okay, let's try to squeeze one more song in. I think that's about all the house cleaning I have to do, believe it or not. That's enough. So let's try to squeeze one more song in here on side one. Let's get one from the Forrester Sisters. June, Christine, and Kim. These girls were very popular in the late 80s, early 90s especially. I think this song came out in 1986, 85 or 86. I Fell in Love Again Last Night. Here's a pretty one.
Touch.